This is Morning Edition from NPR News. Renee Montaigne is away. I'm Steve Inskeep. Today is the deadline for a draft constitution to be presented to Iraq's National Assembly. Members of Parliament are due to meet, although even now it is not clear whether they've settled disputes over the constitution. Negotiations have been going into the final hours, with the United States pressing Iraq's leaders to finish the job. In a moment, we'll hear how Iraqi politics affect American politics. We'll start with NPR's Philip Reeves in Baghdad.
Amid all the bewildering political maneuvering, one thing's clear. Many contentious issues are in play, but the biggest of all is about the minority Sunni Arabs and their deep misgivings over a federal Iraq. They're not so much worried about the Kurds in the north, who've had autonomy for 14 years, as about the Shia of the south. The ultimate Sunni Arab fear is that Iraq will break up, with the bulk of the oil riches falling into the hands of the north and south. Sunni Arab sentiments matter, not least because the insurgents attacking US and Iraqi government forces day after day are dominated by Sunnis. Most Sunni Arabs didn't vote in the elections, so they only have a handful of seats in parliament. Since then, the US has been pressing hard for more Sunni political involvement.
After alienating them, making them feel that they are persecuted, and now they are trying to bring them in a very awkward way.
That's Iraqi political analyst Hassan Al-Attiyah. He says there is a mechanism which gives Sunni Arabs some say over the constitution. If a constitution passes through parliament, it'll be put to a referendum this fall. If it's then rejected by two-thirds of the voters in at least three of Iraq's provinces, it'll be thrown out and there'll be new elections. Sunnis dominate four provinces. If the Sunnis remain unhappy with the constitution, they can exercise that veto. But what, asks Attiyah, if they try but fail?
The moderate Sunni, which we are trying hard to bring them in, they will feel weaker and weaker, and again you will see another round of killing in Iraq, which will lead ultimately to a state of despair or civil war.
Resolving disputes over the constitution hasn't been made any easier by a lack of effective Sunni Arab leaders. One of the more prominent, Adnan Pachachi, left Iraq after failing to win a seat in the January elections. He's just come back, and with a plan.
We'd like to have a coalition which cuts across all the national, confessional, political differences. And, you know, including non-sectarian, secular, with some moderate religious leaders, with some moderate tribal figures.
Pachachi wants to form a broad political front with former interim Prime Minister Ayad Alawi, particularly to counterweight the religious Shia who are close to Iran. Given his recent electoral defeat, his advanced age, he's in his 80s, and the threat of assassination that faces any Iraqi politician, you'd think he'd had enough.
This is what my wife keeps on telling me. That's enough is enough. I mean, you have done what you could do. You have reached a certain age. And well, I don't know. Maybe I'm an incurable optimist. I have no idea. We'll see.
But he's far from optimistic about everything. He doesn't like what he's heard about the constitution's possible contents. He opposes demands from the religious Shia to make Islam the main source of law, the other big unresolved issue. And he's against autonomy for the south. As the political blocs wrangle right up to the deadline, Iraqis have been watching on with frustration. The committee of 71 Iraqis set up to draft the constitution insists the Iraqi public has been closely involved and consulted. It called a press conference just to reel off statistics, outlining the hundreds of emails it's received and the dozens of public meetings it's held. But as the violence rages on, sectarian and insurgent, Pachachi says people are now getting increasingly disillusioned.
People were enthusiastic, thinking that perhaps with a new constitution and elections, people are becoming extremely cynical now.
Today will prove critical. If the constitution is delayed or is still the subject of intense dispute, that disillusionment will likely only deepen. Philip Reeves, NPR News, Baghdad.